Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We have all lost something during some points of our lives. We have misplaced keys, even locked ourselves out of the car or out of the house. We have forgotten our watches, our wallets. We may have even lost a pet dog or a cat once or twice. What did we do when we noticed these things were missing? Did we search for them? Well, often it depends on the need or the urgency at the time. If it's something we need, we start searching right away. What about people that are lost? What do we do when a person turns up missing? What if our son, daughter, husband, wife mysteriously disappeared? Would we search for them? Of course we would. Our family is near and dear to our hearts and minds. They are important parts of our life. We would spend time and money to find our loved ones and return them to their homes. We have made it a part of our culture by bringing the news of missing people to the front of our television sets. We have determined that searching for people is so important that our government agencies have set up police, fire, even special search and rescue teams to find, protect, and save lives. Today, we even have a system known as the Amber Alert to assist with finding kids. People are important to us, and we dedicate money, time, and talents to search for those who are lost. And when someone is lost, there is no time to hesitate. We must respond immediately to ensure that that person is found. This is no different than our own spiritual battles on earth. We do not know when Judgment Day will be upon us. This afternoon before brunch, next week, or generations from now. We don't know exactly when someone will die, either by natural causes or by a tragic and sudden event. But how often do we fail to talk to those around us and explain the love of Christ? How many times do we see things that are contrary to God's will and yet do nothing or say nothing? How many times do we fail to search for those who we believe are lost? Do we know everyone around us has been found and saved? Too often we call off the search before the lost have even been looked for. Jesus tells us in Matthew 15, verse 24, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus was not here for those who were already saved, but for those who were lost. He spent time talking to tax collectors, prostitutes, thieves, and other people considered to be the bottom of society. He spoke to those who lacked moral and ethical values. He spoke to sinners and those who had lost their way. In Luke 19, Jesus talked to Zacchaeus, a tax collector, and rejoiced when Zacchaeus found the way. Jesus spends his life for the lost and rejoicing when he finds them. But let us not also lose sight that Jesus searched for those considered faithful as well. In the epistle lesson of 1 Timothy, Paul talks about the grace that God bestowed on him. Saul was the great oppressor of Christians and very active in the temples. He was considered by many to be doing the will of God. He spoke out against the followers of Jesus. He hunted them and murdered them. But God used Saul and molded him into the great missionary we know as Paul. Saul was lost, but Paul was found. We rely heavily on Paul for guidance and direction today. God took a sinner such as Saul and turned him into the great tool of missionary work, Paul. Now, we like to reminisce about the good old days, but society today is not that much different from those of previous ages, including the time of Paul. He contended with idol worship in the cities, corruption of government and politics, and of the persecution of the masses. Our society is complacent. We have discovered the love of money and placed it as the highest level of achievement. Business rules have replaced the Ten Commandments, and the rules of law have replaced justice for the victims of crimes. We have lost love for our fellow man and replaced it with the attitude, "What's in it for me?" We have a lot of lost souls to search for, yet we often choose to look the other way. We abandon the search before we even get started. The problem lies with maybe our own lack of desire to start the search. Sometimes it is a lack of confidence in our speaking ability. Sometimes it's the fear of embarrassment. Sometimes it is a fear of the repercussions if we speak out. Sometimes it's a fear of rejection. But rarely is it a lack of opportunity. When we choose not to act, we fail to put our trust in God. We have condemned the lost before they have been given a chance at survival. Just as in Acts 10, the Holy Spirit will fall on those who hear the word, it is through the Spirit that all are saved and come to the glory of the Lord. Our own actions will be led by the Holy Spirit if we allow Him the opportunity to speak through us. There are souls in this world who do not know that they are lost. They have not found Christ in the world and do not know the love of God. Worse yet, they do not know the love of their fellow man either. They have learned that this is a dog-eat-dog world and that only through their effort can they hope for a constructive life. They have not experienced and lack understanding of a caring and loving God that is actively searching for them. A caring and loving God that is actively searching for them. These people are lost and are not even aware of it. Who are these people? Our Lord has made it clear in the book of Revelation that many would be condemned. Many who thought they were good people, but they failed to feed the hungry. They failed to give clothing and shelter to those in need. They failed to reach out to people who needed a helping hand. There are some who consider themselves to be good people who will be among the condemned. There will be those who have caring hearts, who give to charity and donate their time to help those in need, who will be among the lost. Outward appearances do not necessarily mean they have heard of the love of Christ. Outward actions do not necessarily mean a pure heart. We must talk to those around us to ensure they understand that Christ died for their sins. And when we find someone who has not heard of Christ, it is our duty, it is our mission to bring this message to them. We must ensure that those who have not accepted the message of Christ have the opportunity to hear the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to work in their heart. We have a mission statement that we say out loud most weeks during our worship service. It goes like this: our God-given mission is to connect people with Jesus. Say that together with me. Our God-given mission is to connect people with Jesus. with Jesus. It's a wonderful mission statement, filled with great intention. But if I ask myself, how often have I brought the good news to Jesus to my neighbor? Is it something that I really take to heart? Just as the shepherd chooses to leave 99 sheep behind and search out for the one sheep in the wilderness, it is up to us to do the same. The 99 left behind will congregate and find their own bond. They'll be safe for a short period of time. In that same way, we are all missionaries who must leave this building and enter the mission field of the real world. It is up to each of us to search for the lost and find those who need the good news of Jesus. And how do we respond when someone is saved? When a child is found after being lost in the wilderness? Television stations around the country let us know the outcome of the event. We bask in the joy of a family reunited. Yet, we sometimes do not look at evangelism in the same manner. In holy baptism, when parents bring their child forward, do we grab the moment and really thank God for the joy of a new member to our Christian family? When an adult turns their life to Christ and we perform the adult baptism, do we grab that moment and thank God for the joy of a new member to the Christian family? It is the joy of that found child, young or old, that heaven experiences when a lost soul becomes a Christian. But there is more to rejoice than a new member of the family. We have the joy of knowing that when we repent of our sins, God, who is faithful and just, forgives our sins, and we have a room in heaven. It is the love of Christ, who sacrificed so much for us with no thought of himself, that is the gospel message. We have reason to bask in the glory and the mercy of God and the joy that it brings. Just as the shepherd of a lost sheep celebrates when he reunites his flock, so too we should look for opportunities to reunite the lost to God's kingdom. As we bring our meditation to a close this morning, God has given us a mission to connect people with Jesus, to share the gospel to the lost. It is our duty, it is our mission, to seek out those unfamiliar with the message and give them every opportunity to become a child of God through the gospel and holy baptism. Jesus did exactly this during his short life on the earth. It is our duty to follow in his footsteps. It is our job to be like Paul and preach and share the love of Christ to all we meet. When a new soul is saved, the angels will rejoice in heaven. Why? Because they too will experience the joy when judgment day does arrive, and all of the Lord's sons and daughters are reunited in heaven. That's a family gathering I really look forward to. That will be a family gathering. We close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of salvation through faith in your Son, Jesus. We give you thanks for not leaving us alone in our daily walk, but you have given us the power through the Holy Spirit to share your good news. I pray for each person within the sound of my voice that as the Holy Spirit illuminates their hearts, that your word may take root and that you will make your word alive in each of us so that we can go forward searching for the lost. We pray this in your Son's